adesso parte il tiro, rete, 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 un gol straordinario.
Welcome to Rete This Way, a culture podcast that brings you the latest and greatest news from the world of Serie A and European soccer. My name is Michael D'Angelo, and with us, as always, is Paolo Nobiloni Mangoni.
Welcome back, everyone.
We've got a Mr. Chris Pacelli.
Hello, everybody.
We've got a Gigi Julian D'Angelo.
How's everybody doing tonight?
How is everybody doing? We haven't been together in
so long. I was visiting the motherland.
Yes, that's right. We took a hiatus so that Julian could... enjoy
35 degree weather.
I mean, I feel like recording at
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Actually, Paulo works out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Paulo's up working out at 4 in the morning.
2 in the morning, but yes.
Hey, don't lie. You know you've been up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, for other reasons.
Oh shit! Watching TCM. Anyways, what we'll say, Julian, is that you were on a scouting trip.
I didn't really do much scouting, so I didn't really see much. But
so you were on vacation?
Yeah.
Everyone was on vacation.
I was thinking of Beverly Hills Cops. When he's in the office, like, I was on vacation. I guess no one else has seen that movie.
I have.
That's Paulo's favorite movie, though.
That's such a great movie. It is a very good movie. The first two are so good.
I think they're making a fourth. I've heard that. That's the rumor. It's been going around for 30 years.
I never watched the third one. So.
Oh no.
No.
I think he was at like a Disneyland kind of.
Yeah.
There's terrorists there or something.
Yeah, it wasn't good, so I never bothered watching it. It's like Anchorman 2. I never bothered watching Anchorman 2. Same thing.
Yeah.
So, I thought on the plane.
What, Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only like way I would watch those types of movies, if I'm on a plane.
Forced to?
Forced to, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we can continue this movie talk. I don't know, like, it's up to you guys.
Welcome to
we Calcio Podcast.
Rate this
film.
Film? Yeah.
Rate this moviola. Moviola.
Oh God. Anyways, yeah, I was also gonna sing because the song was "Balla Balla Ballerino." I was gonna say "Palla Palla." Paolo Reno.
Actually, since we're on the subject of arts and movies, I was watching Rye, and they had a special on Lucho Dalla, so that's one of the reasons.
That's why I pulled it.
That's why I pulled it up.
Interesting.
Very interesting character. Great music. It was actually originally played the clarinet to start.
Is someone who plays the clarinet a clarinetist?
Clarinetist.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
List of clarinetists. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
it was either that or
we're getting a little.
We digress.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the off season. This is the kind of conversation you're going to get. We're going to talk about everything. We want to make sure that we're covering everything as much as there is.
Actually, in theory, I forgot that Italy played. pretty much, so they beat Hungary. I don't know, they tied Germany the first game. They beat Hungary the second game. They tied England the third game, and then they got their ass kicked against Germany 5-2 in the last game. So I think they played four games.
They played Germany twice?
Yes.
And
they tied
and the
Germany 1-1.
Yeah.
The
second was 5-2.
Yeah, second was 5-2, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, there was... I forgot that there was...
yeah, I know.
It's Nations League, isn't it?
Yeah, it was Nations League, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if... All things considering, because, you know, the first game I thought they're going to get their ass kicked by Germany, like, handedly.
Right.
Which is what happened. But they didn't. So, Mancini got away with something. Actually, Italy, in all honesty, could have won that game. It was just bad defending right after they scored their goal.
Right.
Which allowed Germany to tie it up. Hungary, they played well. They got the deserved win. And by the way, Hungary beat England like 4-0. I think they beat England twice.
Excellent.
Yeah. Good. And then England, very boring game. Nothing really happened. It was 0-0. And then the fourth game against Germany was what everyone thought would happen the first game.
Right.
So I guess they Germany realized, you know, solved the problem, and they just opened Italy up. I think it was... the Gazzetta dello Sport gave Bastoni 4.5, but scored. So I don't know why they gave him so low. But, you know, I think Mancini was lucky to get to come away after four games with only one loss. You know, because, like, if it was different, like, they only came away with if they didn't win that game against Hungary, I think a lot more people would be clamoring for his job, to resign. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask: do we think that even though he just signed his extension not long ago, right? Do we think that he is at risk?
I think he is at risk. If he gets relegated from the top level in Nations League, I think he is at risk. Because remember, I think who was it? It was Holland. Someone got sacked there. Was it Frank de Boer?
Probably.
I think he's their current manager.
I think so, yeah.
No, I think he got sacked. Yeah.
I think he got sacked. Yeah, I think he got sacked, and Ronald Koeman went back before he went back to Barca. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
That sounds right.
Yeah, because Holland did so poorly in Nations League that they sacked him.
Right.
So, I mean, it is possible. I like, he's already on a short leash as it is, right? In theory, he should have got sacked after Italy didn't qualify
for
the World Cup. I mean, he's forced to change. There's a lot of Serie B players that came in, you know, and rightly so. I mean, that should have happened as soon as Italy won the Euro Cup. I mean, there was a talk about that they had to – it was too soon to change, and, you know, you shouldn't rest on your laurels. I mean, after Germany won the World Cup, I think it was, they immediately started changing as well.
Yeah, to be fair, I would give them a little bit of credence after having won the Euros. They just should have adapted quicker than they did after it was clear that they – sucked. Like, they should have been able to, you know, we're talking about those games that you were mentioning. I mean, we're talking
Bulgaria
weeks ago. Yeah, Bulgaria. You know what I mean? Like, when those didn't go according to plan, then, you know, you have to inject the youth and do all those things. We don't have to have this conversation. Do we have to have this conversation?
No, I mean, it makes sense to bring it up before we talk about the silly season. Or as I like to call it, the noise season.
Noisy season?
Noisy season, yeah.
Guys, Chris and Julian, do you guys have anything new to add to this conversation that we haven't already discussed at length for 10 weeks?
I would add, not that, you know, the FIGC is going to think this way, but let's say Italy did get relegated. I personally... would be willing to give Mancini some slack if he showed a legitimate commitment to giving the next generation, we'll call them, or younger players, an opportunity to showcase themselves. Because then at least that shows that he's willing to move on and kind of let the, you know, the young talent showcase themselves at the highest level. If he gets relegated playing the same dinosaurs that he used, you know, as part of his this downfall for not qualifying, then yeah, for me, he has to go right away. But that's the thought process I would use personally. But I do agree that if they get relegated, he's sacked right away.
Right. So like if for example, he is able to provide some sort of structure, and again, it looks promising, even if the success isn't there right away, you're willing to, again,
yeah, wait. I mean, exactly. We're not in a major tournament until 2024. So
right.
He's
right.
It would show that there's a long-term project being established.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Julian.
The only thing I would add, and yes, they won the Euros, but I think that masked a lot of issues, because I still personally don't even believe they were the best team in the Euros. I mean, we got lucky against Austria. Arnautovic scored was, what, maybe an inch or two offside? Otherwise, that's a completely different tournament. And realistically, we tied the semifinal and the final. We went through on PKs, which, of course, you need to be lucky to win. But I feel like everybody's like, oh, they won the Euros. It's like, yes, but it wasn't a dominant performance in the Euros by any means.
Well, they got through, like I said, like I always said, Spinazzola and Chiesa were there during the World Cup qualifying, and those were their two best players at the tournament.
Yeah, Chiesa was the change of pace. They'd have the old guard starting, and then when you needed somebody to attack tired legs, that's when Chiesa would come in and do the thing and did very well. But of course,
a super sub, some might say.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you wore them down, then you went for the jugular.
Yeah.
Is that Njonto, Julian?
To be honest, I haven't watched enough of Njonto. I don't think so yet. But again,
I brought it up because he scored and
assisted. As an Inter fan, like I can't be mad at the guy, right? If he was still with Inter, he'd still be in their youth system somewhere. So it's not. I can't be mad at the guy for wanting to leave and advance his career on his own.
Really,
it's not like Inter even sold him either. He literally left on a free transfer because he wanted to advance his career.
Right.
Honestly, Michael, I think we covered that in 10 minutes. There you go.
Okay, you know what? Then that's it. Done. No, we're not talking about it for the next 10 years.
The next time Italy makes the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because 2 years... Wait, 2 years will be...
2024.
Oh, God.
Actually, we won't talk about it until September, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, in September, we'll talk about the Serie A tournament in North America.
That's not happening.
Maybe it's coming back?
No.
Actually, Juve is doing a North American tour.
Yes. Yes, they are.
They're doing that. Dallas, I think.
Vegas?
Boston. Yeah.
I want to say Vegas.
Vegas sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's pivot here to... Probably, aside from Who Am I, this is probably the most beloved segment on the show. So let me, without further ado, let me just toss this a little intro here. Noise segment, Paul's favorite. It's been what, 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
6 months we've had to deal with Paulo requesting Rumore.
He tried, yeah.
It's a great song. I don't care what anyone says.
Yes. anyways, we're of course in the transfer rumor time of the year. It's
can you tell, Michael?
Why? Because we're mailing it in. It's mail it in summer.
Mail it in summer. No, it's just because of the hilarious
rumors. The rumors that are going around. Of course,
or the hilarious noises that are going around.
Yeah, it is actually crazy. I thought last summer was one for like the ages, just because again, if we go back in time, Inter won the Scudetto. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, Antonio Conte left.
Was it 2 days?
It was almost immediately.
Jesus.
Because he met with Zhang, and Zhang was like, listen, we need to sell $200 million worth of
players. And he said, I'm gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
And then shortly after, Lukaku said, I'm also gone.
First they sold Hakimi, and then you had Lukaku saying, yes, I'm going to stay. And then August rolls around. He's like, well, no, I haven't finished business at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Well,
his unfinished business. Unfinished
business was £12 million or whatever. £12 million
lire.
He had. Let's just put it this way: he had 12 million reasons to go back. And then what happened? I guess. Yeah,
that's a great segment there, Michael.
Yeah. Anyways,
in December he released a strange cryptic. Actually, it wasn't even cryptic. He basically released an interview saying he wanted to go back.
Yeah. I made a huge mistake. It was basically a job. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually, that's a good, like Paul said, that's a good segue into, I guess, our transfers here. So let's start with Inter Milan, and we'll start with Lukaku, which was probably, I mean, it's not unthinkable because I don't think anything is unthinkable now because I can think of anything. I could think about... I don't know, a butterfly with the head of a dragon. I could think of it. Doesn't make it real. But if I had to think of Lukaku going back to Inter, could it be real? It is real. It's literally happening.
I genuinely didn't think it was going to happen. You were saying for the past couple months it was going to happen. I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, there's no way they're going to agree to terms where Chelsea would send it back and Inter paying 8 million euros for a loan.
Plus bonus.
Plus bonus if they win, an additional 4 million euros if they win the league again, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, so they sold him for what, 100?
It was like 115 million euros.
Right.
God.
I'm curious.
For 8 million euros.
Yeah, I'm curious what's going to happen.
For a season, though. It's a dry loan.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, for sure, he's not playing Chelsea again, I don't think.
You don't think
I
so?
Think after this year, no. I think after this year, you'll probably see Inter offer another loan with option or obligation to buy. Yeah. But the issue is they just can't do it this year because Chelsea is going to be they're going to be asked for like 60 or 70 million, which obviously won't happen.
So realistically, what's the finances behind that? Like they spent 115. Now they're going to make 8 million on loan. So let's take out 15 million. Let's say it's 100. Just on the year, how much of that would they have used last year, Chelsea? And now that they would ask, you're saying that they would ask 70 for like, well, I guess they don't necessarily need to be plus Valence or anything either, right? Like, so they're going to lose money on this anyway, right? Like,
yeah. So that's the only thing, but nobody's going to pay that for Lukaku after the season he had. That's the other thing.
Right.
Right now, if they try to really sell him, I think the most you'd get is going to be like 50.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, also, it's good business by Chelsea because if he has another good season at Inter, then you can retain some of that value that they bought him for.
Yeah, I mean, in good business in the sense that they almost ruined their asset by playing, by having him. And then...
Yes.
And then now they're sending him somewhere where he could have success.
He's going to ride bench and hate his life if he stays in Chelsea. So it's one of those
recovering their asset, basically.
Yeah.
And also, the reason why that the transfer will eventually go through is because Lukaku decided to discount his salary. So they decided to cut his salary, I think, to 8 million euros, I think it is, per season instead of 12.
Yeah. which is what he would have been at if he had stayed with Inter. That's what his next the next portion of his salary was in the contract.
Amazing. Yeah. So essentially the winners here are Inter again.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's speak about Inter winning on multiple fronts here, because there's also the massive possibility that sounds like Dybala is a again, Paulo, I'm saying it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. But now that Lukaku will eventually go, Inter has to sell one of their strikers or two. So Sanchez has to go, number one. Either maybe two of them, Sanchez and someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Sanchez is like, that one's apparently done though. Like, he needs to terminate his contract, and then there's a couple teams interested, I think, in La Liga. I think Sevilla, rumors are Barca, but I don't know if I believe that one.
Also because Barca has no money.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's one, and then the other one is more than likely Dzeko.
Dzeko or Carrera.
I just don't see anybody buying. Correa. Yeah. I don't see anybody buying him for... Inter would probably get a loss on him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he wants to leave. There's rumors Marseille wanted him, and then I don't think he accepted the move.
Yeah, I don't blame him because Marseille's not that good of a team. But yeah, I think, well, on the Dzeko front, I think there is some interest. I heard Juventus, which I find that, well, I don't find that hilarious, but Juventus. Well, they are looking for it, and we'll get to Juventus in a bit, but
yeah.
Juventus, a return to Roma is another one.
Right.
But yeah, so I guess that those two things have to happen. So there has to be exits before
Dybala can move forward.
Yeah, they can move forward with Dybala.
Because again, now Lukaku is in as well.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So without Lukaku, Dybala probably is a shoe-in.
Yes.
But with Lukaku, it adds a little bit of a wrinkle and just a possibility that again it's a little less likely than it was likely before.
I mean, I'm not surprised that Inter chose Lukaku over Dybala in this point in time, because they already have players similar to Dybala. I mean, in theory, I'm not saying that is like, you know, a clear cut case, but in theory, Correa is more like Dybala as well. So they already have that.
Because they vacation together and they're both Argentinian?
No, it's how they play as well. Like they're not a main striker. They essentially occupy the same position. I'm not saying that they're the exact same players, but they have the similar, very close similarities.
Have you seen Correa and his barbecue?
That's the only reason Dybala wants to come to Inter. I don't know why you're laughing.
That's it. So, Paulo,
yeah.
Again, I want to know what are the chances? I want to know, is it more likely or less? Like, what's the percentage?
I mean, it's hard to give a percentage because what are the odds that Inter
the rest happens?
The rest happens. So
do they have to sell everybody for that to happen, or can it be like one?
I say yes.
Yeah.
No, it'll be two strikers, Sanchez plus more than likely Dzeko.
Because they have to free up that salary of $8 million, I guess you would say.
Right. Now, Julian, if they can't offload two, is it still possible?
I'm going to say no, because then I feel like that's like too many players.
Right.
You're going to have just too many strikers in general, but there is genuine interest apparently for Dzeko. So I do see him being easier to move, right? He has 1 year left on his deal at like $6 million. I think a team would be like, yeah, that's fine. We'll take basically a proven goal scorer to be a super, not super, well, maybe super sub, but like a backup striker.
Yeah. Chris has been very silent throughout this. I want to pose the question from, because we obviously have some horses in this race here. What do you think as the possible landing spot if Inter doesn't sign Dybala? There's rumors that he could be of interest to Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's likely? And what do you think of this whole circus that is happening right now?
I do not think it's likely. Just if the reports and articles and all that about what his wage demands are true, which it sounds like it's in the 6 to 8 million range. Is that what you guys are reading as well?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't see, you know, Maldini and co giving him that contract. You know, they were stubborn with giving Kessié, you know, more than 6.5. So I just don't see Milan meeting Dybala's needs. Now, that being said, you know, if a month from now Dybala still doesn't have a contract, he may not have a choice but to reduce his wage demands, and then who knows? But at this point, I would say no.
Right. Paulo, what are the odds that Dybala changes his tune and decides, hey, you know what? I'm willing to take $4 million to go back to Juventus to play with Paul Pogba.
And take Bernardeschi's number.
Yeah, take the number 33.
I think it is more likely that he goes to Roma than going back to Juventus.
I would like that.
Sorry, I would also like that, honestly. Yeah. And that's funny because, like, I'm a massive Dybala fan. I would like – I think Roma is a great spot for him.
Yeah, I mean, he can play off of Tammy Abraham very well.
Yeah, and he can bring a little bit more dynamism to
– Dynamicism?
Right? Dynamicism.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
to that Roma attack, I think, and that would be massive for them to take the next step in their I guess goals of I guess conquest in domestic conquests of sorts, or if they want to do any more damage in Europe, because again they're going to be in Europa League next year because of their win. But yeah, I would love that. I think that's better for me as a Dybala fan that he goes to Roma than to Inter or Milan. Selfishly.
I personally don't see him going to a team that's not in Champions League, but that's just my thinking.
Well, I mean, so there's a lot of talk. So he could probably get from what I understand, he can probably get the wages that he wants if he goes to other leagues like La Liga or something like that, but they're not top teams. It's like Sevilla. I think I read Sevilla is one of those teams as well. So either he has to stay in Italy and probably get 6.5-7, play in Europa League, but still be in Italy.
Is the door closed on Juve? Because that's another good option. There is.
So I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
But supposedly, this is a theory that I've read, that when they were negotiating back last season.
In January,
when there was about face from Juventus directors, from the Juventus leadership.
Yeah.
Supposedly, it was because Dybala proposed, like, offered himself to Inter and Marotta, supposedly.
Yeah, I heard the same rumor, and I heard that this is what happened, is that he...
I also feel like that's Agnelli throwing him under the bus.
Maybe, perhaps. But it sounded like, again...
Did it come from Tuto Sport?
No, I don't think so. But it sounded like, again...
Well, it's actually less Stampa, but yeah.
He had... Obviously, Juve had given him that offer. I think it was like 8, Paulo. Is that correct?
Yes, it was higher than it was before. Yeah,
right. It was something like that. And then the Juve brass got wind that the agent had spoken with Inter just to see, I guess, what they would offer Dybala when his contract is up. And when Juve heard about that, they decided to take the contract back. Because and citing saying things like, you know, if you want to be here, you want to be here. You want to go and whatever, go ahead. And then that's the choice that they made and he made. So they went with it. Based on how things shook out at the end, I think like that probably didn't work in Dybala's favor because he was, I think, genuinely, I don't know what his true desires were if he wanted to leave. It sounds like, again, it kind of forced his hand and now he has to if he thinks he's worth that. And again, if you want to make that money and you think you're worth that money, go for it and find that. But it's a shame. It really is a shame.
I don't think it's because we're not even in July yet. I say nothing will get resolved until preseason. August? No, until preseason starts. Mm-hmm. So I think that's when I think they'll start getting more teams will start getting more aggressive and decide whether or not they want to go in on them.
We'll see. I'm curious. Just again, because of the whole Lukaku thing went down now, I think Inter have the whole summer to get this done. So if they figure out the rest of it, if that can shake through in the next month, I can see it happening in the end of July. But yeah, my dark horse is he comes back to Juve.
No, I'm saying Roma, more odds on Roma than that.
Again, I wouldn't hate that. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah. I think there's other Inter players, right, Julian?
Yeah, I'll just quickly go through. Perisic went to Spurs on a free, so they apparently closed for Raul Bellanova from Cagliari, and then they'll move Darmian over to the left side. They have Aslani lined up as the Vice Brozovic. They signed Mkhitaryan on a free as well because they're losing both Vidal and Vecino in the midfield. I think that's it so far. Oh, and Onana, which has been known for a while.
Right.
Oh, no, no. What's my name?
I think that was it. There's still rumors they have an agreement with Bremer, but they need to find something with Torino. But from the sounds of it, they may also be losing Skriniar to PSG.
Right.
So we'll see how that all shapes out.
Okay, I want to ask a question on that before we move on. Just a very brief question to you only. Yeah. How devastating would that be if you lost Skriniar at this juncture.
It's tough to say because if they bring in Bremer to replace him, obviously it eases that blow a little bit. But losing Skriniar, I mean, I think he's one of the best center backs in the league, if not in the world. But I think he's just vastly underrated because nobody pays attention to Serie A.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's Slovakian, so he's never really there at the international level. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I do understand, as Nima's pointed out before, Inter need to raise, I think it's like 300 million over the next 2 years or 3 years, I think. So that's why player sales are needed. Okay.
Is that for the high interest loan?
Yeah. That's the one.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Otherwise, Suning lose control and they don't want to lose control.
Of course.
So that's why they have to sell somebody. They wanted to finish this market plus 60 million with a 15% wage reduction.
Okay, one follow up because the high interest loan came up. Is it worth it if you have to sell all these players now, having won a Scudetto, if next year you lose again, if you've only come away with one in 3 years?
I'm going to say yes, because it wasn't that season. Like, that wasn't the reason why they had to take a loan out on them. COVID was what really screwed them.
Yeah.
COVID was the issue, right? That was where, like, the economy first started getting really kind of messed up, and then China stopped basically allowing their companies to put money into their foreign assets. So that's why they had to take out the loan.
Right.
So, but I mean, I would still, I think, yes, even if they only won the one and then you end up kind of losing what could be a good team, it's just at least you had the one.
Right. You come away with something at the end of the day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Paul.
You also forgot the Coppa Italia as well. So they did Actually, they won 3 trophies.
The Copa. Theory. Copa Italia. Move on. Yeah. All right, let's talk about Milan next.
I mean, more of the same. One step closer to Renato Sanchez, one step closer to Sven Botman, but also not one step closer to either one of them. So, like most transfer rumors, I'll believe it when I see them holding up the jersey and it's truly official. But with Botman, it looks like Newcastle are still in play.
PSG?
I mean, PSG for everybody, really. But yeah. Realistically, Newcastle...
We have lots of money. We will give it to you. Come play for us. Okay.
They're offering more wages, but Newcastle are, you know, not playing in Europe next year, so it really just comes down to what Botman wants. And then PSG, I think what you were referring to, Paul, are keeping tabs on Renato Sanchez. So they might, quote-unquote, hijack that deal. But so we'll see what happens there. And then a couple more rumors with De Ketelaere from Club Brugge and Noah Lang, who I don't know if you guys saw it. It was last week or 2 weeks ago. He basically just came out and made a general statement to all Belgian league supporters, basically saying, you guys will miss me when I'm gone and blah, 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 blah. So he's not short on confidence. and... I'm trying to think. I think those Origi. Are the big ones.
I think I read today that Origi is supposed to be is expected to arrive next week.
Yes,
to do medicals or something.
That's one I in my head is already complete. But yes, good point.
Arrigo Sacchi?
No, Divock Origi. But just to annoy Chris here. actually. Milan's transfer market doesn't start until the new ownership re-signs Maldini and his
associate. Yeah, because he's still without
Masada.
Masada, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they haven't signed anything, and that's why Milan hasn't moved on the transfer market. So yeah, nothing, and the reason why Origi, sorry Michael, the reason why Origi is going to happen because he's on a free transfer.
Yep.
So anything that has to involve a transfer fee, nothing's going to happen until A, they sign Maldini and Massara. B, the fact that Redbird gets a handle on another, I don't know if it's, I want to call it a high interest loan, but the whole ownership situation is the reason why Redbird bought it is because Elliot, who owned the club previously, loaned them, I think it was
like 300.
400?
Something like that.
400 million at like 6-7% interest. So Elliot stands to make like 600 million off the deal. Just from the loan on top of the 1 billion that they got. So like
yeah,
they
so
loaned them.
Yeah, yep. So they gave the money to buy the club.
Yeah. And then they're saying they gained 200 million on the interest.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah,
I'm not worried about Maldini and Masada not getting renewals. Obviously, it should have been done already, and you would hope it's done relatively soon. But unless Redbird are Inter and Juve supporters disguised as true businessmen or businesswomen, then I don't see how they don't get a new deal.
One last thing, Traore from Sassuolo, reportedly worth 25 million. We'll see where that goes.
He's rumored to Milan?
Yes.
Interesting.
I heard
very
Napoli
interesting.
Well.
Yeah.
But yeah, but Napoli offered like last season, like half of what Sassuolo wanted.
Typical. Typical ADL.
Yeah. We'll get to Napoli later.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well let's pivot then to let's pivot to Juve. So what have we heard? I know there's obviously Dybala's gone. There's also, bless this rumor, I hope it's true, the Rabiot rumors. Paul?
Yeah, so he actually asked to leave on a free. I doubt that's gonna happen. I heard that there's a Premier League team that is actually willing to make an offer. So I wouldn't be surprised if Juventus accept any offer of a reasonable price. I think they're worth they value him at like 15 million. They can get anywhere close to that. Like if they can get like probably half of that, they'll sell him for sure.
They got him on a free, right?
Yes.
4 years ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
So at this point, any money back for him is all great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Supposedly they have half their team that they're if they get an offer, if they get an offer, a good offer that they'll be willing to sell.
Interesting.
So half their team is in theory up for sale if they get an offer. I know I read something that Pirlo, who went to a Turkish club, is interested in Aaron Ramsey.
Hmm.
Reports out of England are saying that Chelsea are interested in De Ligt. So I think Juventus are only be willing to sell if they get close enough to the buyout clause, which is what, 150, 100, 120?
I think it's 150, and I think they're trying to extend him, and what they're saying is that the rumor, at least, rather, is that if De Ligt is willing to sign, sign this extension, if they lower the buyout clause effectively, so a 90 million buyout clause is like, you know, peanuts to a Premier League club who would for sure, use that. So it's tricky waters to navigate. I think they probably still want to keep De Ligt and really make him a figure in the defense, but it'll be interesting to see how they deal with that. Again, it might even end up that they get a significant offer that they can't refuse for him, and they flip him.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting if that happens. It'd be interesting to see who they choose to replace him.
Yeah,
So that's the outgoing situation. Incoming Pogba, which last season, I said on this podcast, I think it was August, that Pogba would come back on a free transfer.
You know what you also said last season?
Shut up.
That Milan would finish in seventh. Proceed.
Listen, a broken clock is right at least once. So we'll
go twice a day.
Twice a day. Whatever fucking. I think Pogba, they're supposed to have a meeting this week to finalize the final details. That I think he might come back the week of July 5th, something like that. Di Maria is another name. Juventus has been waiting beside the phone for his call, his answer to a contract. Essentially, they gave him what he wants, but I guess he's buying time. I'm assuming he still has someone. There's probably some family discussions happening behind the scenes, and he asked for more time. If that falls through, Berardi is the alternative.
And obviously a little more expensive because Di Maria would be a free.
Yes, exactly.
And Berardi would have. But Berardi is how old? 27?
Older? I feel like he's closer to 30.
I think he's pushing 30, yeah.
Yeah.
She.
Yeah.
Well, so Di Maria is pushing 40, so.
that is also true. And since Michael, I referenced earlier that it's the noise season, silly season, whatever you want to call it. Neymar.
Yes, right. Oh, God.
So, yeah, so I think it was the guy who said that Ronaldo would go to Juve. Mamblano, yeah. So, again,
there's some credence there.
Sure, credence, but, like, it would be repeating the same error that they made with Ronaldo. Giving someone a massive salary and then handicapping yourself because you can't improve the rest of the squad. Like, they desperately need they need a winger as well. So, I mean, doing that and then...
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
The only way it could happen is a loan with half his salary paid. And even then,
a la Lukaku.
A la Lukaku.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But again, even then, that's I mean, the only saving grace for that possible conspiracy to be true is that, again, there's no Dybala now either. So there's no Dybala nor Ronaldo, obviously. So there is more need for that than there was for Ronaldo, you know?
Yeah. Also, just remember, I think Morata is not staying as well.
Yeah, so they didn't want to pay the fee.
Yeah.
So he effectively is going back to Atletico. Is that where he is? Atletico, right?
Yeah.
And they haven't said no for sure, I think, but it's more likely that, again, he's not coming back.
No. So I think that's all for the Juventus front.
Gatti too.
Well, Gatti's going. He's incoming. Fred Katz.
Did you mention Fred Katz?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, yeah. No.
In December we did.
In December. Yeah, in January we did. Yeah.
I think that's it too. I don't remember any other names that.
Well, there's also Cambiaso. As a left back, but I think he's more likely going to Atalanta than anything else.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it for Juventus.
All right. Then let's pivot again, and we'll go. Why don't we go to the other end, the spectrum here? Why don't we go with the new boys in Monza?
So I mean, this is interesting. You know, I guess they have Berlusconi's whatever money Berlusconi has left.
The bunga bunga money.
Exactly. And Galliani. Galliani has a lot of contacts. There's a lot of names. Julian from Inter. I think Gagliardini was another one. Sensi was another one from early on.
Pinamonti's
another one. Exactly.
Renacchi already signed there on the free.
Yeah. They're looking at Yao Pedro. Inter wants 20 million. They're looking at Pessina from Atalanta. And then I read Borja Mayoral from Real Madrid.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It could be a fun season for Monza.
If they sign some of those players that they're looking at, survival is not, very far off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they also mentioned earlier in the summer, I'm not sure if this has changed since, but they apparently reached out to Balo again to see if he'd be interested in coming back to Monza, because he was there 2 years ago?
Last year, maybe?
Yeah. But again, that's, it's also a maybe.
It's probably like last effort or last ditch effort or something like that.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Last stand.
We'll let you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Crazy. Good. Hopefully, again, they're able to push, Inter into that relegation zone, right? So Inter will be losing all these games and they'll take their spot. Moving on here to Lazio.
Yeah, so it seems like Lazio are actually addressing some of the problems that they have. They're looking at Karnizeki, who was on loan at Cremonese, one of the teams that got promoted. So they're but he's owned by Atalanta. I know they are looking at a $10 million offer to Atalanta. So if they get him a young goalkeeper, I remember when they signed. Remember when they signed Fernando Muslera?
Yes.
Yeah. So that So that's something like that. A young goalkeeper could come in and he can make that. If he does well, he can make that position his own for the next 3 or 4 years. Julian, you were saying that they signed someone from Shakhtar.
Yes, forward, I believe, could be, I don't know if he's a winger or a striker, Marcus Antonio.
Yeah.
And then they were also linked with Chicho Caputo, I saw earlier today.
Yeah, so I think, they're looking at like a 2.5 million euro offer.
I think that's actually
for Caputo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great signing.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what I mean? As just a sub for Immobile, just to have somebody else finally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Murishi still on the books?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. So, I mean, like, all those players that, that we'd mentioned, they're all looking to solve problems that they had last season. So, I mean, if he's a striker, Marcus Antonis, if he's a, I think he's probably a winger, to be honest, if they're looking at Caputo. That's one of the issues that Lazio lacked, that they had, like, Pedro coming off the bench, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So I think they still need defenders, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they'll find somebody, but...
Yeah, and I was going to say something similar. Like, the issue was their center backs were, like, brutal last year, right?
Mm-hmm. And they're losing Acerbi.
Right. So, yeah. Sarri needs to, I guess, find what that solution is. Because, again, that's I don't think it's going to fly with him to have another disappointing season. Again, disappointing. It was probably finished. They finished where...
Fifth?
Fifth. So, I mean, better than we probably expected, but still, I think he probably wants to be pushing higher.
Mm. I mean, just interesting. It's still early, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're linked with the center back. I mean, everyone's looking for a center back, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
It's going to take some good scouting to find one yeah. that fits, at least.
Yeah. Okay, is that it for Lazio?
Yep.
Just quickly, did you have anything on Napoli? Aside from, so you mentioned center backs. The reason I bring it up is because of Koulibaly.
Yeah. I know Juventus are interested in him as well, now that you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I don't think ADL is going to sell Koulibaly to anyone in Serie A. So, if anything, it's probably going to be the Premier League, maybe Chelsea, most likely. Mm-hmm. Also, Ruiz. I think Ruiz is also the same situation, Premier League. And then I remember early on there's Bernardeschi, but I haven't heard anything else about that. There was someone else, De Lufeu, but again, I think that petered out. I think he's staying at Udinese, I'm pretty sure, from what I understand. So yeah, nothing along that front. I know they did finalize that right back. I think it was Oliveira.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I think they finalized him. Other than that, nothing really. Or off the field, there's other stuff. There's ADL is under investigation relating to the Osimhen transfer. They cooked the books for 4 million euros. I think it was.
Yeah,
so yeah. He's under investigation for that. So that
rumors are that Ilkano tipped off the authorities.
I think it was pretty obvious.
Ilkano, the crime Kano.
The crime dog. McGruff, the crime dog. But no, I think it was pretty obvious. I mean, when you have three youth players worth a total of like 20 million.
And they're all in like Lega Pro now or something, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 So. I think it was pretty obvious that there was some fixing going on. So
some fixings,
yeah.
Some, yeah. Okay, moving on to Fiorentina.
I like this one. Jovic from Real Madrid. I understand that Fiorentina are trying to get a 50% discount on his salary, from 6 million to 3 million. So he essentially would be the replacement for Vlahovic, another Serbian, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. I know they're looking at Dodo from, I think, Julian, help me out, is it Shakhtar?
I think, yeah, as well, Shakhtar. Yeah.
And I also read Barami from Empoli for the midfield. So again, midfield, striker position, and they also re-signed Italiano as well to a contract extension.
That's a good move. I like that.
So again, a team that is looking at issues that they had last season and looking to address them.
There's also rumors that they are also for sale, right?
That, yeah, I've read something like that as well. Joe Barone came out and denied those, but again...
Joey Bones?
Joey Bones. I mean, you know, Camisso has said that he can buy any team he wants, so, you know.
There. Yeah. Okay, Roma.
Listen, so we're talking about Dybala. We already discussed that. Another one, Ronaldo.
I would love that. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I would love that. I actually think that's a good move for Ronaldo.
I would hate that.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Okay, Chris, go on.
No, I genuinely like Roma and where they're headed, and I don't like Ronaldo, as you guys all know. So then I would be forced to no longer like Roma if he signs there. So it's just a lose-lose.
Is that why you didn't like Juventus?
Yes. Just a speed thing.
Sure.
I'll say yes.
Paul, what do you think?
I mean, the only logical reason that it could happen is because of Mendes, Mourinho, and all that. But, like, it would be a good way to get them on the map again. You know, get them talking about it and things like that. But, I mean, he could fit in the sense that he can bring experience to the squad. Again, he could also play alongside Tammy Abraham. The thing is that
I was just gonna say, he needs to understand, obviously they're not in CL, and that's gonna be a major obstacle for that reality to take place, but it's not impossible. And the same reason it's not impossible, I mean, well, maybe it's not the same reason, but it's similar to why Dybala is possible but maybe not likely. Because again, exactly. if they were in Champions League, I think it's a different discussion. I think they have more funds. They probably do bring Dybala in. They probably at least make him a nice offer. But Ronaldo, even more so, would be more inclined to accept the craziness of that idea. But
well, and also it's the fact that, you know, Mourinho. I was about to mention that Mourinho is now playing a 3-5-2. And the only possible position that he will play is behind Abraham. So, I mean, we haven't really seen Ronaldo as a support striker in theory. So, again, that's another question mark that has to be solved as well.
I would say that he has shown in the past that no matter what, he can succeed. So, I would bet on him to still succeed, especially in Serie A. Just because of the Farmers League that it is.
True. So moving on to the midfield, Frattesi. So I know Sassuolo is asking for 35 million euros. So Roma actually sold Frattesi to Sassuolo. And Roma has an option, like a future percentage on the future fee of any sale. Of 30%. So Roma has that bargaining chip to kind of reduce, try to get Sassuolo to reduce their demands. So I think negotiations are ongoing. From what I understand, they're about 7 million euros away. So most likely Roma offered 25. So we'll see where that goes. Celik, he's a right back from Lille. That's also very interesting.
Turkish guy?
Yeah, he's done. Yeah,
Zeki Celik.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. And
how does the plus? Let's just go back for a second. How does the plus Valencia work? If because they got a sell on clause on Frattesi, so if they buy him back for more, do they get more for their previous books? And then how does that work?
I don't think it works like that.
Are you sure?
Are you asking for Agnelli?
I
think the only team that wins is Sassuolo. In that case.
Yeah.
So, but they do. But like Roma, will, like I said, Roma most likely will get a more favorable price because they do hold that future fee percentage.
Right. So sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. That was a good question. So Celik right back. I find this interesting because Spinazzola can play right back. They also have Rick Karsdorp there as well. Vigna. So it seems that either Vigna or Karsdorp will be the odd man out.
Unless, do you think that there's concern over just the stability of that position?
I think they're looking for more options because maybe they want to send Zaleski on loan. It's something, or they want to keep Zaleski as a bench option and get rid of one of Karsdorp or Vigna.
Yeah.
Because Vigna was playing as a option on the left before Spinazzola came back.
Okay.
So that's something to look out for. And another one is Guedes from Valencia, $40 million. That's what, from what I heard, they're asking for $40 million. But again, Valencia, again, Roma, they use Mendes as an intermediary. We'll see if anything that comes out. I think, from what I understand, Mendes is looking for a discount as well. So again, on negotiations ongoing. And I think he would fit in as that. Chris, you watch La Ligas more than I do, so I think he would fit in as that support striker in that 3-5-2.
Yeah, I could see him doing well there. I don't see him being one of the wing backs on the outside of the five. So he'd have to be in that front two if we're calling it that.
Yeah. So that's pretty much Roma.
Okay. So moving on, we're almost done here. So Atalanta, and I guess all at the same time, possibly Salernitana.
Yeah, so again, I'll do Salernitana first because it's just simpler. They're also looking at Pinamonti as well. They're looking to sell Ederson to Atalanta for $15 million and a couple of players. And one of those players is Lovato. So again, that also... Also, Morgan DeSantis is a player that we all like because he's from Guadalajara. He's now the sporting director at Salernitana. And to get $15 million for a player that they signed for, what, seven? Something like that, Julie?
In January, too. Like, it wasn't even... Yeah.
And to get Lovato as one of the players because they desperately need center backs. I think Fazio may be leaving as well. They desperately need center backs. I think that's an amazing move that could help their squad a lot. Then going back to Atalanta, like I said earlier, Cambiaso is more than likely going to Atalanta.
Going to Atlanta?
Going to Atlanta, yeah, from Genoa.
Okay. The only other note here we had left was Sampdoria.
Yeah, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is Fabregas. So I know Fabregas is on a free transfer, and Sampdoria is one of the teams that are interested.
Is Jovinko still there?
I think he's going to stay, yeah.
I think he's under contract, isn't he?
No, I didn't know. Didn't he have an option?
I don't remember.
I think he's still there.
Yeah.
I know he was in
Montreal for F1. I can tell you that much. Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't be? But anyway, I remember when I went that year to F1, I know Chiellini and Bonucci were there that year.
Yeah.
So.
You forgot to mention where Chiellini went.
Well, LAFC.
Yeah, signed.
Yeah.
It's official.
Yeah. And Bernardeschi still doesn't have a team.
No offers either.
Yeah.
He'll end up at Napoli. I think he will.
Yeah. I think teams will get desperate in August.
Exactly. And they'll, okay. Is that it? I think that shakes out for so far.
Our first edition of the
summer Rumore, I guess, transfer shows. It's just the start here. So we're obviously still in June. It's going to be an interesting summer. There's a lot of changes that have to happen with a lot of teams. And I think we already spoke about this. Julian, I think, really mentioned this at one point. And I think we're seeing a lot of these teams in like sell mode, because they have to, right? They have to sell a lot of the players just based on the economics of the league and the operations. I'm curious to see if this is the summer where a lot of these teams get younger and operate on a, again, farm kind of level and like decide, hey, we're going to kind of emulate the Atlanta model. Let's get young players. Let's teach them a system. Let's show the system works or show these players are capable and then sell them off for profit. Cause I really think that's like Julian mentioned, I think that's probably the route that a lot of these teams are going to go in.
Who else had a lot of young players this year and had success?
Oh, we don't talk about them.
Paulo?
Oh, you mean the fact that Rafa Leão is going to go to Manchester City?
No, we're talking specifically about the referees and how they helped the certain young team.
For all 38 match days.
Yes.
Actually,
as long as you can admit it.
Actually, it was the last 16 match days.
Yes. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Yeah. But yeah, I know how fun when, you know, Milan is forced to sell Rafa Leão for 60 million because of Redbird and their loan to Elliot.
The release clause is 150 million.
Yeah, well, how much are they going to sell Sterling for?
Who cares? Ben Nadeshi to the moon.
Anyway,
Miloon?
Anyway, the reason why I brought it up is because AC Lance president kept the door open and City's interested, especially if they sell Sterling.
Kept the door open to sell Leão?
To sell Leão, yeah.
Interesting. We'll have to monitor it, and we will in the next coming weeks. One question before we sign off. I want one of your favorite rumor, I guess, of this edition. I'll start because I want to take it first. It's, I guess, not a rumor, but the transfer of Lukaku back to Inter is just so funny to me. And it's because it can be two things, and it probably is two things. It can be good for Inter because, again, they probably are better with him, but it's also crippling for Inter because they might have to lose out on getting Dybala because of it. And that's just, again, it's funny. It's going to be funnier when Dybala still goes to Inter and then all the Juventus fans are crying because he still went. It has a lot of potential for comedy. Who wants to go next?
Paulo.
Okay, we mentioned Neymar to UA. I think that's hilarious because, like, and it's also from the same guy who brought up Ronaldo to Juventus years ago. And then he also brought that I didn't want to bring it up earlier because in our official Rumora section because I thought it was legit bullshit. But he did mention Ronaldo back to Juventus as well.
Right. Yeah.
In that same podcast. In the same breath. On. Yeah. Yeah. So I think those two right there, I think that is pure comedic genius because it was just pure fucking clickbait.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Chris.
So one, I don't think we brought it up earlier and I just found the article I was looking at earlier is Luka Jovic, who, believe it or not, is still contracted with Madrid to Fiorentina.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And I guess just for me anyways, obviously when he was at Frankfurt the same year, I think Rebic was still there. He was, you know, very dynamic. Obviously scored a lot of goals, but he scored his goals in, you know, all different ways, long shots in the box, header, left foot, right foot, you name it. And then for the last 3 years at Madrid, has just been rotting there. I think he was maybe out on loan this year. Might be wrong there. But anyways, still only 24. So I think for Fiorentina to take him in, it's not too big of a gamble. And then maybe, obviously, I don't expect him to find Vlahovic form, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of Vlahovic with his physicality as well. So I can see that being a successful deal for Fiorentina if it goes through.
Does Fiorentina push for Europa League next year?
If they can keep Milenkovic, it's possible. I guess the other question you have to ask is, who do they beat out?
Yeah.
So, but I think they can, possibly. It'll be tight.
Yeah.
Maybe Napoli.
Milan, if they're forced to sell Leao.
Yeah, pick the finish seventh again.
Juve, if they sign Ronaldo again.
or Neymar.
Ronaldo and Neymar.
And Neymar. Shit.
Oh, God.
Julian.
My favorite, I think, so far that would be hilarious is Dzeko to Juve. Just because I complained about him so much last year. And you guys always used to laugh at me, and then now it would just be coming full circle.
It would be.
Oh, that reminded me. I think that I mentioned Arnautovic, so that was another name.
To Juve?
Like an old veteran striker to Juventus, yeah.
We also didn't talk about that video of Locatelli's wedding.
Oh, yeah. So you mentioned, now that you brought it up, there's a video that's been going around Twitter of Locatelli's wedding. He's walking out, and then there was someone in the background, which people have been saying that it sounds like Chiellini, and he was mentioning names. So the names were Michael. What were the names?
I'm fairly certain they were Maranchuk, Di Maria, Berardi, and I think he said Chiesa at the end there too.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. Maybe just saying that those are would be in options, perhaps. I'm not sure.
So I think he's probably mentioned the fact that Chiesa is coming back this season.
Yeah, and then the addition of one of those names or something. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. So he essentially gave away Juventus' transfer list or transfer targets for the winger position.
Potentially did. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather Maranchuk than Berardi.
So Berardi confirmed is 28 in August.
I think Maranchuk could be the same age. Look that up.
He's older.
Maranchuk?
No, Berardi.
Berardi, August 1st, is 28. Maranchuk is younger. Maranchuk is like 24, isn't he?
He's 26. Turning 27 in October.
There you go.
I honestly think the way that Sassuolo negotiates, I think Maranchuk would be the cheaper option.
I also don't see Maranchuk as a winger.
Hmm.
So yes, Juve can take him as a winger.
Is there some economic relief if they buy a Russian player? Is like what's happening with that? Is that still a thing? It's just teams in Russia. Is that what it is?
No, it's Ukraine.
No, isn't it teams from Russia though? Or it's the teams in Ukraine because they're being bombarded. Yeah, you're right, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Oh, what happened to Zerbi? There's so much we have to get to this summer.
Terminated his contract.
I think so too, yeah. So where's he going? Yeah. He's going to go somewhere. No, he'll go somewhere.
He'll take Allegri's job.
Hey, shit. At PSG, you mean? The one that he's going to take.
Oh, that's another thing. That's another thing that we forgot to mention because it's been so much that happened since we're gone. Yeah, there's the picture with Allegri and PSG sporting director Campos. Supposedly, Allegri was offered like $12 million a season and said that he wanted to stay at Juventus.
Yeah. He was also offered Real Madrid's entire office and he said no. So,
for De Zerbi, just according to Transfer Market, anyways, it's still says he's in charge until it says June 30th, 2023. But then it also says right before that, expected June 30th, 2023. So,
right.
I guess that's maybe assuming that he will be leaving.
I think he did. I think he said that he is terminating the contract. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I heard those
reports. Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't find a club before preseason, I'm sure he'll be one of the first ones to get a job once people start getting sacked in September. Yeah.
Yeah. In September.
I think so.
Someone's going to get sacked in September?
Yeah.
Well, considering that the season starts in August.
Allegri?
It starts in Ferragosto.
I feel like usually by week six, match day six for the big leagues, if you're a, you know, a supposed
if you're 0-6 club,
or close to it, yeah, then
you're yeah. All right.
Maybe I just have scars from Marco Giampaolo. Maybe that's.
Well, DeFrancesco got sacked after the first, was it four games, Julian?
Three, I thought.
Yeah.
How long did Gasperini last at Inter?
Five?
Longer than that.
Yeah, like 11 or 12, maybe.
There was a few Champions League games in there.
Okay.
So, speaking about the season, Friday, I think noon Italian time is when they do the draw.
For the schedule?
For the schedule, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so that'll be content we can bring up next show. And we'll also discuss, again, any other solid signings or any solid rumors that we hear beyond, obviously, the ones we mentioned today. Or just updates on the ones we mentioned today as well. Mm-hmm. We may or may not be back next week. Maybe the week after. Probably next week, though. But keep an eye out on our Twitter space. We'll always obviously be updating that with the latest stuff as well, just so you're kind of up to date. But again, we're at RTW Calcio on both Twitter and Instagram. So again, you'll be able to keep up with the latest rumors even sooner than listening to this podcast. So make sure you're doing that. Any other notes, boys, before we send out?
I don't think so.
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right, perfect. All right. Well, welcome to silly season, and let's hope that the next couple months are, what was Luca Brasi say? Our masculine months. No, let's hope that they are, very like filled with just insanity. That would literally be best case scenario, insanity. All right.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time. All right. Ciao. Bye.